Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
Well, look, we'll move on. During the week, as many of you will know, after almost 32 years together, the Pogues frontman, Shane McGann, finally got married to his partner, Victoria Mary Clark. They got married in Copenhagen, the beautiful bride wore red, and among the guests was actor Johnny Depp, a close friend of the couple for years. Well, almost exactly this time last year, I went around to their home in Dublin to speak to both of them. Last year was about their life, their relationship, and of course, his musical genius. So last Thursday, after hearing the great news of their marriage, I went back around to hear about their special day. Congratulations, Victoria and Shane. Victoria, you got married in Copenhagen.
Yes, Copenhagen.
Tell me about it. How it came about.
Well, Copenhagen is very lovely at this time of year because it's like they have this huge Christmas.
It's freezing.
It is freezing. And they have like fake snow and Christmas trees and snowmen and they have an amusement arcade. No, what you'd call it, a fun fair. It's like the oldest fun fair in the world.
They got mulled wine. They have mulled wine. Glue wine, as they call it.
Yeah, glug wine.
Glug.
Yeah. Which is gorgeous.
So why did you choose Copenhagen, both of you?
I chose it
because I thought it would be very beautiful, but also somewhere where we wouldn't be known, nobody would know us. But like Johnny Depp was there, so that meant like there was a whole lot of paparazzi who turned up following him. So they did end up like getting loads of pictures and finding where it was. But it was meant to be secret.
I've been there loads of times. I've played there loads of times.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Did Victoria just turn to you and say, let's get married?
I can't remember.
Okay, Victoria, what happened?
I think I probably did. Did I?
I don't know.
I may have suggested it would be a good idea, like, because there was a bit of an anticlimax after the birthday concert, and everyone was like, oh, now we need something else.
That was in January.
January. So I figured if we got married,
well,
that'd be
we've
nice.
Been living together for
a long time.
Apart from a few nasty little splits, you know what I mean? Like, for the best part, 30 years or more.
More.
Yeah.
So it looks like we're not going anywhere.
Because it was important to both of you that you do it somewhere privately, wasn't it? Because you are both very private people.
I suppose we just wanted as little fuss as possible and, you know, not to be overwhelmed and to keep it, I suppose, a bit intimate so that we would focus on what we were actually doing rather than on, you know, a load of people. Because it's a different thing.
Got leaked to the television news and the papers.
I think we do know how it got leaked, don't we?
What? Sinead?
We don't say. I did tell someone who I shouldn't have told.
Yeah.
Who kind of did tell people. But, you know, that's inevitable, and we were already there, and it was already going ahead, and so it's fine. It worked out fine.
You look beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Miriam.
Yeah.
You always look beautiful. It's a nice thing.
She looks beautiful, whatever she's wearing. You know.
Thank you, Shane.
I think she looks beautiful in that
outfit. Yeah, she does look beautiful.
I should say where the dress came from. That's important. So the dress is from Bella Freud, and she's an old friend of ours. And she did, last year she did a Christmas jumper, like a Fairy Tale of New York Christmas jumper, and a candle as well. And so it was great to have her dress. It's just really nice.
Did you just look up her website, because she's a friend of yours, and say, I want a lovely dress?
I was trying to think what I could wear that would be nice. So I was looking at her website and I saw the red dress and I was like, wow, that would work. So I rang her and said, you know, have you got that in my size? And she said, yes. So she sent it over, which was very handy because it meant I didn't have to go looking.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And also, you didn't invite too many people.
No.
I know Shane's dad and sister couldn't go because your dad wasn't well. Isn't that right? But he's getting better, Shane.
Yes, he is better. It's just they got a test on him.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, which is great news that he's getting better. But your family was there, and your dad made a speech, Victoria.
Yeah, he did. And he only got married to my mother like a couple of years ago. I think he felt it was nice to be suddenly in a sort of paternal role officially and be the father-in-law. And he likes making speeches because he's an actor. So I think he had like a 10-page speech he was going to do, but then he cut it down to like 2 pages. Because we asked everyone to make speeches. So everyone who was there made a speech, except me. I couldn't talk because I got laryngitis. And he didn't either.
Which is nice. So how many people roughly were there?
I think there was like 20 in total.
Tell me about your wedding cake.
Well, like, we hadn't thought of things like a wedding cake or flowers or any of those things. But my sister Jenny Rose is very... She's a lovely, lovely person, and she just was determined to make it special somehow. So she got a beautiful cake with the little man and little lady on top. And she made these flower crown things for us to wear. And it's just so, like, I think it's great for when your family can demonstrate, you know, because I think we all feel that we love our families, but sometimes we don't know how to demonstrate or how to say it. And it can be expressed in gestures like that. So it felt like a lot of love. And there was a girl, a friend of ours, who came all the way from Thailand just for the one day and went back again.
That's a really good friend,
isn't it? Isn't it? We should probably mention Johnny Depp as well, because he, you know, went to a lot of trouble to be there for us. And, you know, it's not that easy for him to go places because he gets a lot of hassle. He gets people following him. It's always like he can't really go anywhere without it being reported. So it's quite a big deal for him to...
go there.
To be there, and it was really nice, and he went to, like, you know, it was great to have him.
Remind people who don't know how you both know him.
I suppose we've known him for a very long time, like maybe more than 20 years. Much more than 20 years. I think we met him when he was interested in playing the role of Jerry Conlon in the film.
Yeah.
And he came to Ireland it was in London that we first met him, but he just came over to, like, hang out with Jerry and get a feel for the role, and that's how we met him. So he's like a very lovely, gentle soul, a really beautiful person.
I've been loving you a long time, down all the years, down all the days, and I've cried for all your troubles. Smile at your funny little ways. We watched our friends grow up together, and we saw them as they fell. Some of them fell into heaven, some of them fell into hell. I took shelter from a shower, and I stepped into your arms on a rainy night in Soho. The wind was whistling all its charm. I sang you all my sorrows. You told me all your joys. Whatever happened to that old song? To all those little girls and boys.
And is it true that Shane stopped Johnny Depp singing at one stage?
No.
Well, no, it was Johnny Cronin you stopped, wasn't it?
I didn't stop anybody.
You remember they started singing Rainy Night in Soho and you said, stop that.
Oh, they were singing Rainy Night in Soho. Yeah, I always stopped people doing that.
Why?
Because I'm sick to death of it, yeah.
But that's your favourite song of his.
It is my favourite song. It is. So I did want them to do it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of... It was a bit mean, really.
What annoys me about reuniting soul is people just concentrate on that and Fairy Tale of New York. And I've written hundreds of songs, you know, and I like them all, you know.
So you think the other ones should get some attention?
Well, they do, from real fans, you know.
So of all the others, if we were to choose to play another Pogue song this morning, or another song you have written, give me one to play that you would like to hear and like people to listen to this morning.
Victoria.
Oh, that's nice. That's okay. Nice, isn't it?
Well, we'll do that.
Okay.
Down a dirty old street, the angel of the east is calling, and with a trembling hand I open up a can. I can hear a baby bawling. Before I open up my eyes, I can feel the warmth inside me. But then I realize my girl with green eyes is no longer there beside me. Victoria, left me an opium euphoria, with a fat monk singing Gloria, my girl with green eyes. Victoria, left me an opium euphoria, with a fat monk singing Gloria, my girl with green eyes.
But anyway, they did Astral Weeks, which was really good.
Why do you both... You both love Astral Weeks,
yes.
Don't you?
Yes.
We do, very much.
Yeah.
It's not easy to put into words, but it's more of a feeling. Like, when I hear it, I feel myself get lifted, and I feel my heart open, and I feel joy, and I feel... It's like you know, it's like being raised up. It's like proper old-fashioned church music, or, you know, that just makes you feel... There is a God.
Shane is a musical genius, which I know you can't stand people saying to you. Why do you like Astral Weeks?
Why shouldn't I like Astral Weeks? It's brilliant, you know.
What do you love about it?
Well, I love the tune, I love the words, I love the instrumentation, I love the arrangement. I really like Van Morrison anyway, yeah, but I think it's one of his hot, real high points. The whole album, actually, but the title track is... It's a great opening track, you know what I mean?
If I ventured in the slipstream between the viaducts of your dream, where mobile steel rims crack and a ditch and a back road stop, could you find me? Or would you kiss my eyes, lay me down, silence easy to be born again, to be born again? From the far side of the ocean, if I put the wheels in motion, then I stand with my arms behind me, and I'm pushing out the door. Could you find me? Would you kiss my eyes? To be born again.
Do you feel different now that you're Mrs. McGowan?
No, I don't feel any different. But also, I wouldn't take someone else's name. I wouldn't be Mrs. McGowan. I would say, like, if Shane wants to be Mr. Clark, that's kind of cool, but if not, that's fine. He doesn't want to be Mr. Clark. But I certainly want to stay Victoria Clark.
Do you feel different, Mary? Does it make it simpler to say, this is my husband as opposed to this is my partner, or does it make no difference, really?
I don't think it makes any difference, really, you know. Like, because I think in the old days, being a wife or a husband was sort of like being the property, you know what I mean? Like, in fact, I'm sure that being a wife was like being property. But I think these days, it's not like that, and you're not each other's property. So you're still partners. I think partner is probably a better word.
Do you feel different being married, Shane?
Yes, I do.
Do you?
I feel different.
How do you feel different?
I don't know. I feel very up about it.
You feel good about it?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's really good.
Yeah.
In a secure kind of way, or...?
No, I'm excited about it, you know. It's exciting.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, and what's it like? Like, you know, you don't really sound excited.
I don't mean excited like a football match or something. I mean, I didn't expect to feel different, but I do, you know.
Is that a good thing?
Yes, you've got to move on in life, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You took your time to get married, though, Shane.
Well, it takes two to get married, yeah.
That is true, it does take two.
Did you not want to get married before?
Well, I think I did at some times, and then at other times I wasn't sure if I did or not. And I always wanted to see if I could, like, establish myself. Because, like, you know, if you marry someone who's famous, it's very easy to then become just a shadow of that person. So I think I wanted to make my own way and make my own name and not become just the wife of somebody else. Mm-hmm. You know, to have something that is mine and isn't. If that makes sense.
I love the story of your ring, your wedding ring.
It's a Barmbrack ring. I was eating the Barmbrack at Halloween, and the ring, I ate it. And I was like, oh, okay, now we have a ring.
Which is a lovely story, because neither of you, and for my listeners, because I'm sitting in your apartment in Dublin, neither of you are obviously materialistic at all.
Well, you know, I think we would be if you weren't so lazy. No, we would be if you weren't so lazy. But I think we're just too lazy to make that much of an effort, you know.
He says he thinks you are both materialistic. In what way? I can't see any trappings of materialism, Shane McGann. He's looking around the room. I mean, there's a television, there's loads of books. There's a beautiful picture of Jesus. There's DVDs. But compared to a lot of people who would have had your success. No, but you know what I mean? You're not interested in... He's not flash. Neither of you are.
No. I suppose that's true. I suppose there isn't, you know, it's just not, like... We've been around people with a lot of money, and it isn't necessarily making them happier. I don't know. I mean, obviously, you need a certain amount of money to live, but beyond that, maybe there's other things that are more important. You know, like friendship or love or health is important, way more important.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do the traditional vows on your wedding day? What did you say to each other?
I think she said that the lady who was doing the service said things like, make sure you listen to each other, make sure you laugh together, make sure you support each other. But they weren't going to make us, like, vow that we were going to do that. It was just, it was quite informal and very human, I think, really human. And not, like, over the top, you know, not like, I'm going to promise you the earth forever and ever until you die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you're a real... couple in a sense, because as Shane said earlier, you've been together for almost 32 years actually.
Yeah.
You've got married, but that's a real commitment because you know each other so well. You've been through so much together, good and bad, ups and downs. It's almost sense that's a real commitment.
Well, we've seen the bad, haven't we? Seen the really bad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, you're good. It's like you want to get to know someone, don't you? Before you commit to them. Because if you've just met them, you could see them with really rosy glasses and not have any idea what you're letting yourself in for. Happens a lot, I think.
Did you enjoy the day itself?
Yeah, had a great day. I wasn't expecting to. My niece, Rosa, came in to get me out of bed and she was like, how are you? And I was like, oh God, I just want to get through it. It's going to be awful. And she's a very good life coach. So she was like, you'll do it, you'll get through it. I think I was kind of nervous about, you know, doing something, even in front of 20 close people, it's still a public thing. Mm-hmm. It's still, you know, revealing and emotional.
Were you nervous, Shane, before you got married?
Yes, I was a bit nervous, yeah.
Why?
Why wouldn't I be, you know?
Did you think when you first met him all those years ago, Victoria, that you would still be together all these years on, or not? Were there moments when you thought, no, you wouldn't be?
I think when I first met him, when we first got together, I was determined that this was the one. there was not going to be anyone else. This was the person I was going to be with, definitely. But, I mean, obviously there were times during those years that it was hard, like really hard, and I would have hated him. But I think, like, I still loved him and hated him at the same time. What do you think?
Yeah, I just loved you all the time. Yeah.
You never hated me?
No.
Oh, that's nice.
It's great that you are so caring and nice to Victoria, because not all relationships are like that.
Well, then they're not worth anything, you know.
That is true.
Yeah. We're coming towards the end now, Shane. I know you told me before, Shane, you're quite religious or spiritual. Do you think you like being married now because you're quite a religious and spiritual person or not?
No, it's just a good feeling.
Do you think if your mom was around, she'd be happy that you've got married?
Of course she would, yeah. I'm sorry she didn't live to see. There you go.
I felt her presence on the day, in the morning.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I definitely did. Yeah, I felt she was encouraging and supporting.
That's really lovely.
Yeah.
Did you say a prayer on the day, Shane?
No.
I didn't say a prayer. I wasn't really thinking like that. I did ask the angels, though, to make it, like, to make it easy and make it lovely and make it special, and they did.
Did you party into the early hours?
We did. You see, we had our party the night before, which was kind of a strange way of doing it, but we actually had the party the night before. And then we had to get up all hungover and go and do the wedding and then have another party. So that the party lasted all the next day as well.
Finally, if you found people are really happy for you since you came home, why is everyone saying, so happy you got married?
Yeah, people are really, like, overwhelmingly into it. Yeah. It's very surprising. I wasn't expecting that. I didn't expect there to be any notice paid at all. So it was really lovely and surprising.
Yeah. I think it's a measure of how much the affection people feel for you and Shane that you did get married.
That's so nice.
Congratulations to you both, and thank you once again for allowing me into your home.
Thank you, Miriam. You're always welcome here. You can come here any time.
I'll be back next week.
Can't you, Shane?
Yeah.
Any time at all.
Thanks, Victoria. Thank you.
Cheers, Miriam.
And actually, thanks again to Shane and Victoria. They're such a nice couple. When you go into their apartment, they're so welcoming. And I think our text feed here is full of people wishing them both well. So again, congratulations to Shane and Victoria. Also, our text feed is full of people in praise for Graham Jones and his remarkable story earlier, talking to us in the face of his terminal diagnosis. I know he can't stand it himself at this stage, Fairy Tale of New York, but we love it, so we're going to go out on it. Sorry about that, Shane. My thanks today to Ruth Kennington on sound, our producer Shano Gorman, BCO Andrew Duprayer. The winner of our competition was Anne Clark from Banagher in County Offaly. Sloan, see you next Sunday.